We are now moving to the bylaws amendment election timeline, part of our agenda, which was originally scheduled before lunch. We have 20 minutes for this agenda item, and I'm going to stick to the 20 minutes because we're already behind schedule.
Point of information, yes. Madam Chair. Are we not going to take care of the motion
LaVarne
that we tabled until after lunch?
Yes.
Should we take care of that before we get in?
Yes, we should.
Thank you.
So we ended our morning session with LaVarne's motion that was originally before us. There was a move to table. I'm not sure what action the board...
No, it got tabled until after lunch.
Yeah. There it is. So I'm not sure what action the board wants to entertain at this point.
I think we want to discuss that. I'm not sure.
Can I please have a proposal in terms of the time allotment for this agenda item?
5 minutes.
Okay. It's been suggested 5 minutes. Are there any objections? Hearing none, then we will move on this for 5 minutes.
I would think that LaVarne is your first.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just would like to, I don't know if I need to read it again because I believe I spoke with some people during the break. And I'll just read another part. I think that in this motion, we said that we resolve that all on-air appeals to the community and listeners for funds by individuals or groups shall be voluntary and are part of normal Pacifica job responsibilities, whether paid or unpaid staff, volunteers, or board members. And I think that the purpose of this amendment is that Pacifica Foundation, I don't think we want to go into the realm of a commercial station where you're paying people to ask for money, and that little start there, I think, really directs us in that area. So that's why I would request that we move on this motion.
Yes.
If your contract includes the fact that you have to pitch, like let's say we have a contract with Amy Goodman that says you're pitching. I guess is that okay under this motion?
Oh, absolutely.
I guess I don't understand
right.
What this is excluding.
It says if it's part of your it's part of your job responsibilities, whether you're paid or unpaid. And I would think that anyone who works for a nonprofit, your part of your job responsibilities is to raise funds, which we keep because the board is constantly reminded of that.
Thanks, LaVarne. William.
I just think that this motion is, the way it's worded is a bit, it would make me think that it would affect paying someone like an Amy Goodman to raise, you know, the money that she does raise for our station. Also, this is already a stipulation, it's already a given that employees of the foundation and unpaid staff members are required to pitch on air for their programs if they're on air programmers. So it seems a bit redundant to me, unless it's worded a bit differently. Not only is it redundant, it's worded in a way that puts us in conflict with the programmers that we already pay to do pitching on our air.
Okay, Steve?
I have to confess, I don't really know what this is about. There's something going on here, and I don't know what it is. And if somebody could just tell me what it is, then I'd be able to understand it.
Do you want to respond to that?
Well, that's what I was going to say. What this is about, from what I understand, is that an ex-employee was brought back into one of the stations specifically to be on the air, to pitch. And that was paid, here's how much you're going to make, here's how, you know, you're coming in just to talk on the radio and ask for money. Is that accurate?
That's accurate.
Okay. And what's the problem with that? I don't get it.
I guess you could vote against it if you don't think there is one.
Fatty
wants to talk.
Fatty has to say.
Okay, I could possibly answer Steve's question, latest question, and then my comments, I think, are similar. Essentially, you know, what we are, my belief is that this whole, like, going towards professionalism, this NPRization of Pacifica is something I don't want. And hiring folks to pitch it reminds me of that. And, programmers are the ones that pitch historically. staff members are the ones who pitch. Volunteers are the ones who pitch. You don't hire someone just specifically to pitch. That's not the specific way, at least not that I know of. And to me, that's a problem. So it's a philosophical position that I have with it.
Okay, well, thank you for answering that. I would say it just seems odd that the National Board is dealing with a specific case at one of the stations. I don't understand that part. But let me just say that I would say that the organization should look at the broader context of this, which is who you pay to do work and who you don't pay to do work, which gets back to a comment that I wasn't able to make this morning because we ran out of time. But at KPFA, where there's a concern that there's a higher percentage of paid staff than in other stations, let's look at the issue. I endorse your concern about professionalization and hiring paid people to do work that unpaid people can do. But there are reasons why it happens, and I think we need to look at the reasons, the underlying reasons. For instance, in some cases, morale becomes so low at a station that the only way to get work done is to pay people to do it. In some cases, there's a culture shift that needs to be made at a station, which requires a shift that can't be done all at one time, so you end up paying people to do the work. I'm not saying that these are good things or bad things, but I think there's the presence of paid staff sometimes is a symptom of an overarching problem. And I would prefer not to be dealing with symptoms. If there's a concern philosophically on the board level, national board level, about paying people to do on-air work, let's have a comprehensive policy. Let's not go on a case-by-case basis, station to station, person to person.
If I could respond really quickly.
Almost exhausted time on this issue, and I have three other people on the staff that haven't spoken. Actually, William has two other people on the staff that haven't spoken, so we're going to need to move to a vote on this.
For the sake of time, I just pass.
Okay. Donna, you have 30 seconds.
What I wanted to say was that this looks like this is a policy question. And in every policy, because we do not, we shouldn't disrespect management, we should have a clause at the discretion of management. So, yeah, if this, whoever it is that's concerned, if this is a policy that we pay people, we treat them equally, then I think the LSB needs to make that decision.
Okay. Time.
Period. Information.
Yes.
Can I ask, can we ask the general manager of KPFA what he thinks of this proposal directed at an incident that happened at KPFA?
Like I mentioned, we've exhausted time, so if we do that, then we're moving to a vote immediately afterwards without response.
I made it as a point of information because I would need to know that before I vote.
I just want the board to be clear that we're not going to have this call and response, that we're going to move to a vote.
So I've got about a minute or so.
Yeah.
Okay. The what's before you really needs to be described this way in order to be accurate. Jim Bennett for 25 years participated in fund drives at KPFA, and this entire amendment is directed at one person, Jim Bennett. I decided that since Jim Bennett is still a programmer, and since we have developed a management team focus for our fund drives, to invite Jim Bennett for the 17 1/4 days of the fund drive to become part of that management team. He plays an integral role in pitching on air, in helping to develop a fund drive strategy on a daily basis. That means adjusting programming, conferring with our development director, conferring with our subscriptions director, and all basically under my overall supervision.
Thank you. Okay, we're now going to...
Call the question.
I don't think we need to at this point. Okay, all those in favor of the motion, please raise your hand.
Please read the motion.
Can you reread it?
The motion is, whereas the Pacifica Foundation is one of the last bastions of free speech, and that the first purpose of the Pacifica Foundation, as stated in the bylaws, is as follows. To establish a foundation organized and operated exclusively for educational purposes, no part of the net earnings of which inures to the benefit of any member of the foundation. We resolve that all on-air appeals to the community and listeners for funds by individuals or groups shall be voluntary and are part of normal Pacifica job responsibilities, whether paid or unpaid staff, volunteers, or board members. The Pacifica Foundation shall practice what is written in the bylaws and shall not allow members to benefit from earnings of the foundation, and that the practice of paying to pitch or exchanging cash or other assets that may include airtime, premiums, or equipment is a violation of the bylaws of the foundation.
Thank you, Laverne. So, all those in favor of the motion, please raise your hand. All those opposed? The motion fails. 7 yes, 9 no.
Actually, I move to refer this issue to the governance committee.
Why did you do that?
It failed.
I'd like to listen to more of what was behind that.
It failed. She's on the finance committee. She can do it.
This is the finance.
It's a policy. I'm sorry.
Am I allowed to do this motion legally?
Point of information.
So I move that I want to refer this to the governance.
I'll second.
Who moved and seconded?
Can I call the question?
No, we're not going to entertain further discussion on this. And actually, I have a quick procedural question if the board can help me. We have exhausted time on this issue. Can we entertain a new motion on the issue once we've exhausted
sure.
time?
Not without extending time.
I apologize, Ray, for and stand corrected.
Bring it up at the next
Okay.